I'm very pleased that we have this opportunity, and I appreciate the Most Reverend John C. Wester, Bishop of Salt Lake City Catholic Diocese, taking the time to join us. And Bishop Wester, thank you again for your time, and perhaps I could ask you your thoughts on the press conference that was held this morning here in Salt Lake City.
Yes, I think that the press conference reflects a very good approach and a good attitude on the part of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in that they are asking for respect and tolerance that we all show one another, that we show the persons in the LGBT society and that is shown to religions and all peoples of different ethnic backgrounds, creedal backgrounds, things of that nature. So I think it's a call for respect so that in our democracy we can have these conversations about very delicate and sometimes difficult issues, but do so in an atmosphere where we can all get along.
I was going to ask about that, Bishop Wester, because for many people of faiths, this is a very fast-held belief that some certain actions, some certain lifestyles are not deemed appropriate under their religious umbrella, but at the same time, they want to follow the admonition of Christ, to love their fellow man. They want to reach out and love their fellow beings. How difficult is it to walk that line when you are trying to maintain deep-held religious beliefs, but at the same time, have that welcoming and embracing attitude of Jesus?
Well, I think you've hit upon a very important point, Doug, and and that's a very basic fundamental doctrine of our religion, of the LDS faith, and so many other faiths, Christian faiths, and that is that and Muslim faiths and Jewish faith and so many others, that God loves us, that there's a real sense of God's care for us. And everybody, no one's excluded from that. Absolutely nobody is excluded from God's love. At the same time, we teach certain moral truths that have come to us through different ways. And so there is a balance there. And obviously, it's understandable that certain people are not going to warm up to a certain religion, one or the other, because we have teachings that might quarrel with their own belief system. So that's understandable. But we hope that we can still, though, agree that God loves us all, that we want to work together as best we can. We live in a pluralistic society, and there are people of many beliefs and many backgrounds, and the key is for us to be able to get along, and more than that, to allow each other to express our truths in the public square and not to have to worry about being retaliated against because of that.
That leads us to a concern that I've heard from you and I've heard from this morning from Elder Oaks, as Elder Oaks said that there is some alarm at the steady erosion of treasured freedoms that are guaranteed in the United States Constitution. Bishop Wester, how concerned are you about the religious liberties erosion?
Well, the religious liberty question is a very complex one, and I'm concerned about it. I think there have been certain indications that religion sometimes is pushed to the sidelines. You hear, for example, people talk about freedom of worship, and it's almost with an intentionality to use that exact phrase. But really, what it is, it's freedom of religion. That's how our founders phrased it, freedom of religion. And that includes the freedom to, as I say, proclaim your truth, your beliefs in the public square. And then, of course, people have to make their decisions and go into the voting booth. So I think that, you know, so that being said, I do not feel that we're anywhere near the difficulty experienced in other countries throughout the world where there's little or no religious freedom, freedom of religion. So here in the United States, we enjoy great benefits, and certainly I think we have to be cautious here. Not at the same time, though, there are certain indications that not everybody really understands what religious freedom is all about, and so it's very important for us to keep people aware of that so that these freedoms aren't gradually eroded, because that's how it would happen. It wouldn't be overnight. It would be gradually, and that's what's so insidious about it.
Bishop Wester, you have stepped out for human rights, immigration. We've had many great conversations, and I've appreciated your willingness to step up and speak on that and the rights of all individuals. How significant do you think your statements on these human rights, and now the church, their statement, which is interestingly on the air today as the second day of the Utah State Legislature gets into full bore. This is the day they really buckle down and get to business. Do you think this will have an influence on the statewide anti-discrimination law?
Well, I hope so. I think, again, it's not religion's place to legislate. That's for our legislators to do. Our place is to reflect the principles and the foundational beliefs that I think need to inform the legislation. What, much like the Utah Compact, perhaps, would be a good analogy, to come up with key principles that should be held in mind, and then, based on those principles, to enact laws that would reflect them. So I don't envy the legislature their role. That's a tough row to hoe, but that's their responsibility. And I think that I see today's press announcement by the LDS Church as a way of establishing some principles and then letting the legislature take those to as they enact laws and during the session.
Bishop Wester, thank you so much for sharing your time with us here at KSL. I personally appreciate it.
You're most welcome, Doug. All the best to you.
The Most Reverend John C. Wester, who is the Catholic Bishop of Salt Lake City.